The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. Supercharged Salads. Jacqueline London, MSRD, knows the secret to boosting the nutrition and flavor of your plate of greens. Steal her formula and you'll actually get excited for Salad Month, which is May, from now on. Start with spinach. The beauty of spinach is its versatility. You can use it as a salad base or treat it as a bonus addition to lettuce. Spinach provides antioxidants, vitamins A and C, minerals like potassium and iron, and vitamin K, which plays a crucial role in healthy blood clot formation. Then add on these next suggestions, sugar snap peas. These provide B vitamins, including folate, as well as vitamin C and beta carotene, important antioxidants for overall immune support. These tasty plants will also give you key minerals like potassium and magnesium, which play a role in muscle and nerve function. Strawberries. I'm a big fan of salads that have one or two fruit ingredients. They add color, texture, and a bit of sweetness. Just a cup of strawberries packs more than 100% of your daily value for calcium C, for vitamin C, and is a good source of fiber. Cauliflower, the most fun way to serve up this veggie, which has anti-carcinogenic properties, is after you've tossed it in the air fryer. That will add extra crunch and change the texture. And asparagus. What I love about this veggie, beyond its nutrient profile, it's a great source of iron and potassium, is that you can eat it in lots of ways: blanched, sautéed, steamed, or raw, to add unique flavor without overpowering your salad bowl. And last, skip the dressing? Jacqueline adds flavor sans dressing by mixing in cooked veggies that are lightly sautéed in extra virgin olive oil, sea salt, and spices. Also from Woman's Day, bless our pets. There are so many ways our furry friends make life better. If you've been on the fence about expanding your family, here are a few benefits to consider during Pet Week, May 1st to the 7th. Pets get us moving. Studies show that dog owners are more likely to meet their daily exercise requirement than people without a canine companion. They reduce our anxiety. Having pets around can lower stress, heart rate, and blood pressure, and can increase the presence of the feel-good hormone, oxytocin. And they offer connection. Having an animal companion can decrease feelings of isolation and loneliness. From Good Housekeeping, the cleaning lab, Speedy Spring Clean. I know, we have to do it. Transform tasks you've put off for months. No judgment here. From downer to done with our GH Cleaning Lab genius time-saving tips and best-tested product picks. Hello, clean house of your dreams. For wow-worthy windows, nothing says spring like sparkling glass and dust-free surfaces. You can see clearly now. Freshen curtains and drapes. For an instant upgrade, vacuum the panels and valances with your machine's upholstery attachment to remove dust. Then go over them with a garment steamer to revive their look and get rid of odors. If it's time for a deeper clean, remove window treatments and head to your local dry cleaner. It's a little more cumbersome and costly, but you'll love the results, and it will save you the work of washing and ironing them. Their lab pick, Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and Press, $50 from Conair.com. Dust frames, blinds, and shades. Always wipe away dry dust and dirt before deep cleaning these surfaces. Use a microfiber duster or a compact handheld vacuum with a brush or a crevice or fabric tool. Carefully go over frames, sills, and tracks, blinds, and fabric and vinyl shades. Finish by wiping away stubborn grime with a warm, damp cloth. GH Cleaning Lab Pick, Eufy Home Vac H30 Venture Handheld Vacuum, $160 at us.eufylife.com. Spruce Up Screens. Give screens a quick pass on both sides with a soft brush, such as a dustpan brush, to whisk away loose dirt. Wipe the frames and tracks with a warm, wet cloth and let air dry. For heavier dirt, dip the brush in warm, sudsy water and scrub. Rinse with a garden hose and air dry. The Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab Pick, Full Circle, Clean Team Brush and Dustpan Set, $16 at fullcirclehome.com. Polish and Buff. Spritz window panes and door panes with enough cleaner to dissolve grime. Wipe with a clean wet sponge to remove dirt. Buff with a clean dry microfiber cloth, first vertically and then horizontally, to zap streaks. Their lab pick, Safely Glass Cleaner, $7 at getsafely.com. Fabulous Floors. Rid your floors of tracked-in grime and stains that become oh-so-noticeable when the sun shines in. Rejuvenate wood, vinyl, and tile. For hardwood and laminate, stick with a cleaner made for the material and a microfiber mop. Work in small sections and don't overwet the surface. Use a damp, non-scratch scrub pad to gently erase marks and gunk. A floor scrubber with spinning microfiber pads is a quick way to deep clean vinyl, ceramic, and other floors that are washable. Apply liquid cleaner and let it set for a few seconds to loosen stuck-on stains before scrubbing. The Lab Pick Bissell Spin Wave Hard Floor Spin Mop, $103 at Bissell.com. Revive Area Rugs. Low-pile rugs are easy to clean, as dirt and stains don't have far to go. Tuck a small absorbent cloth into a nearby drawer to quickly blot spills when they happen. Valuable rugs are best sent to a pro for deep cleaning, but you can erase stains with a quick blot and spray remover. Apply with a cloth or lightly to the carpet and work it in gently with your fingers. Rinse and blot dry. Help even out wear by rotating area rugs 180 degrees. Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab Pick, Makers Clean Makers Mini Cloths, $5 for two at makersclean.com. Perk Up Carpets. You could give carpets a deep clean or call in a pro, but if time is short, just targeting stains and restoring matted pile works wonders. A portable carpet cleaner with rotating brush makes the job easier. To zap pet odors, sprinkle baking soda or carpet deodorizer where your pooch or kitty lounges, work it in with a soft brush, and let it set for 15 to 30 minutes. Vacuum with a fresh bag or clean dirt cup. The Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab Pick Bissell Pet Stain Eraser Power Brush Plus Portable Carpet Cleaner. Power Brush Plus Portable Carpet Cleaner, $134 at Bissell.com. Whiten Tile Grout. You probably do this regularly, but if not, now's a great time for a deep clean. Apply a bleach gel cleaner, which clings to surfaces, to floor or wall grout lines, and let it sit for up to 1 minute. Ditch the toothbrush and scrub with a stiff grout brush for better results. Rinse well. The Lab Pick Soft Scrub with Bleach Cleaner Gel, $3 at Amazon. Wash shelves. It's hard to see, but touch the open shelves and fridge top in your kitchen and you'll feel the thin layer of grime that has built up over time. Remove it with a degreasing cleaner that's safe for multiple surfaces. Spray, wait a second or two, and wipe. For heavy buildup, wrap a scrub pad in a cloth or paper towel for extra cleaning oomph without damage. The Lab Pick Mr. Clean Clean Freak Deep Cleaning Mist, $5 from MrClean.com. To de-gunk the range hood, Even just cleaning the filter is progress. Remove it and run it through a dishwasher cycle, if recommended by the manufacturer, or soak it in hot sudsy water. Faster still, spray both sides with foaming dish spray. Scrub gently with a soft brush, rinse and dry. The Lab Pick Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Starter kit is $5, refill is $4 at dawn-dish.com. Refresh shower curtains. Machine wash and dry fabric curtains as labels direct. Replace vinyl liners or wash sturdy ones in a gentle cycle in warm water with a little bleach plus a few white towels for scrubbing action. Dry for only a minute or two on low heat to remove excess water. Wipe the rod and rehang. The Lab Pick Outlines Shower Liner System plus hooks, $75. Replens Liner, $25 at livingoutlines.com. Three strategies for seasonal spiff-ups. These are no-fail tricks our pros use in their own homes. Focus your efforts. No time or energy for a top-to-bottom scrub-down? Prioritize one, two, or a few major chores that need the most attention and that, once done, will bring you the biggest sense of accomplishment. Smaller tasks can wait. 2. Make it manageable. Break big jobs into weekend, daily, even hourly chunks according to the time you have available. Whether you wash all the windows or just one, when time's up, you'll have crossed a vital task off your list. And 3. Limit distractions. It's easy to get sidetracked and thrown off course. To stay focused, turn off social media, tune in to music or a podcast, and let family know it's do not disturb until you're done. From Real Simple, the book lists top picks for every taste. I've got 5 here. A Time Travel Tale. Sea of Tranquility is the book by Emily St. John Mandel. Mandel. Is a deeply imaginative novel spanning 500 years. It begins in 1912 with a British teenager's exile to Canada, hopscotches through the 2020 pandemic, and moves on to the future, where a famous author who lives on a moon colony is visiting Earth for a book tour. A mashup of sci-fi and historical fiction, this thought-provoking story powerfully examines where we've been and where we're going. A groundbreaking novel, The Candy House, what author Jennifer Egan, E-G-A-N, calls a sibling to her Pulitzer Prize-winning A Visit from the Goon Squad, is unlike anything you've read. A rumination on our tech-obsessed culture, it centers on a fictional new technology that allows users to access their every memory and share them in exchange for the memories of others. With multiple perspectives and styles, there's a chapter composed solely of tweets, this mind-bending novel is a wild ride. An inspiring memoir. In Finding Me, the book by Viola Davis, D-A-V-I-S, she writes with raw honesty about her Rhode Island childhood, which was marked by poverty and a difficult family situation, and her journey to become one of the most acclaimed actors in Hollywood today. This book is a testament to resilience, hard work, and the power of owning your truth. A book club winner, Elizabeth Zott, Z-O-T-T, is a devoted chemist who wants to be taken seriously, but in 1960s California, her ambitions are routinely roadblocked by the men around her. Through a series of surprising and entertaining events, she becomes the star of America's most popular cooking show, where she sparks a revolution among her housewife viewers, motivating them to reassess their lives. Lessons in Chemistry, the book by Bonnie Garmus, G-A-R-M-U-S, is a bold, smart, and often hilarious look at the value of so-called women's work. And last, a family drama. Pulitzer Prize winner Anne Tyler's new novel, it's T-Y-L-E-R. The book, French Braid, I think we talked about this in last week's program, proves once again that nobody can write about small family moments quite like she can. Her 24th novel focuses on the Garrett family from the 1950s to today, showing how each character's actions, the mother's pursuit of a painting career, a daughter's surprise pregnancy, a son's long absences, leave lasting marks on the others' lives. From Real Simple, 5 Perspectives Saying Yes to the Years, How to Gracefully Accept All the Changes. Getting older means I get to watch my son grow up. That puts everything in perspective. And these are some people's personal perspectives. First, shed the shoulds. Aging is about letting go of the idea that I need to look a certain way to please others. I'm not trying to draw the male gaze or meet society's expectations. Age-related changes in skin texture, weight, and hair thickness can be jarring. But I'm working on acceptance. I'm shedding the shoulds, how I should look or feel or act, and focusing on the joys in life. Getting older means I get to watch my son grow up, and that puts everything in perspective. That was Dori Schaeferer, writer and co-host of the podcast Forever 35. Next, become gracious toward gray. When I started to go gray around age 50, I began coloring my hair. Years later, when the pandemic hit, we moved far from my salon, and that inconvenience became an opportunity. COVID had taken charge of my life, but I could at least take charge of my hair. I let it grow out. At first, I was afraid, but today I love it. I see a lot more women with gray hair now than before the pandemic, and I noticed how it shifts attention to their faces. Those who have the glow of lived experience with complicated and rich expressions framed by natural hair color are fascinating to me. And that was Roxana Robinson, author of 10 books, including Dawson's Fall. It's Robinson. Remove anti-aging from your vernacular. I don't believe in terms like anti-aging and wrinkle defense. Getting older shouldn't be a fight. I prefer being age-aware, meaning I acknowledge where I am right now, bring that attention to my makeup and beauty routines, and do whatever I want to do to feel good. My routine includes exfoliation, a vitamin C serum, sunscreen, foundation, and mascara. Makeup, as with most things, doesn't need to be as complicated as we think. That was Jenny Patinkin, beauty expert, entrepreneur, and makeup artist. Honor your body. When I was growing up, my mom would remind me not to compare myself, a black girl with southern roots, with the tall, white fashion models. Her acceptance made me feel comfortable trying new things, like yoga. I've been practicing for 50 years now, and I get aches and pains just like everyone else. But as I've aged, I've put on weight. But whatever body I'm in, I take care of it. I enjoy the pleasures of food, movement, and all this planet has to offer. And that was Jana Long, executive director and co-founder of the Black Yoga Teachers Alliance. And last, share your wisdom. Decades after my son passed away, I turned my angst outward. I went to the streets of Skid Row, where most people won't share a sidewalk with others because of the stench and stain. I showed up with my colored hair and big hoop earrings to offer food. I noticed a trans woman with sticky eyelashes, and the next time I went out, I brought her a new set. Even though I don't have professional training, I was soon doing makeovers for women on the streets. Like everyone else, they want to feel beautiful. To me, aging isn't just about taking care of the body. It's about taking care of the spirit, mine and others. And that was Shirley Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, the founder of Beauty to the Streets, with a Z at the end. From Real Simple, easy dinner, lemony fish with orzato. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 4 6 to 7 ounce mahi-mahi fillets or other white fish, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 3 scallions divided, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for serving, 1.5 cups orzo, 3 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 2 ounces Parmesan cheese shredded, about a half cup, half cup frozen sweet peas, quarter cup heavy cream, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice from a lemon. Coat fillets with coriander and a half teaspoon salt. Thinly slice scallions, separating white and light green parts from dark green parts. Reserve the dark green parts. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a medium saucepan over medium high. Add white and light green scallions. Cook until slightly softened, 1 to 2 minutes. Add orzo. Stir until lightly toasted, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in broth and remaining half teaspoon salt. Bring to a low boil. Reduce heat to low. Cover and cook undisturbed until orzo is tender and most of the liquid is absorbed, 8 to 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large non-stick skillet over medium high. Add fillets. Cook until deeply browned on one side, 4 to 5 minutes. Flip and cook until cooked through, 4 to 5 minutes. Stir cheese, peas, cream, and lemon zest and juice into the orzo. Cook, stirring often until peas are warmed through, about 2 minutes. Serve with fish, topped with oil and dark green scallions. Another easy dinner from Real Simple, tortellini mushroom soup. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 25, and it serves 4. It's one pot, family friendly, and vegetarian. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, plus more for serving, an 8-ounce package of sliced cremini mushrooms, 2 leeks, white and light green parts only, thinly sliced, about 2 cups, 4 cups low-sodium vegetable or chicken broth, 1 15-ounce can of cannellini beans, drained and rinsed, 1 10-ounce package refrigerated cheese-filled tortellini, 4 cups baby arugula, a quarter cup refrigerated basil pesto, freshly ground black pepper for serving. Heat oil in a large saucepan over medium-high. Add mushrooms. Cook, stirring often until mushrooms release their moisture and brown slightly, 5 to 6 minutes. Add leeks. Cook, stirring often until mushrooms are browned and leeks are tender, about 4 minutes. Add broth and beans. Bring to a boil over medium-high. Add tortellini. Cook, stirring occasionally, according to package directions, or until pasta is tender, about 3 minutes. Place 1 cup arugula in each of 4 shallow bowls. Ladle soup over the arugula. Top with pesto, pepper, and a drizzle of oil. From Real Simple, in season your Maine mango. In spring, we toast to champagne, or Ataulfo mangoes. With sweet flesh and golden skin, that's way easier to peel than its red and green counterpart. Shop for aromatic, unblemished fruit that gives a bit when gently squeezed. Store at room temperature until the mangoes soften. Once ripe, they'll keep in the fridge, either whole or peeled and cut, for up to 5 days. Serve tossed with lime juice, tomatoes, and avocado for a fish or taco topping. Puree into a smoothie with coconut milk or yogurt. Add slices to a creamy curry for a splash of sweetness, or dip chunks in chili powder and lime zest for a savory sweet snack. Or, my choice, eat them plain. I love them. From Better Homes and Gardens, seeds and fruit mucilage. Start to finish, 10 minutes. We need 4 cups multigrain cereal with rolled rye, oats, barley, and wheat, such as Bob's Red Mill 5-grain rolled cereal. 1 cup regular rolled oats, 1 cup dried tart cherries, 1 cup dried blueberries, 3/4 cup coarsely chopped pecans, toasted, 3/4 cup raw chip coconut, 1/3 cup whole flax seeds, 1/4 cup hemp seeds, 3 tablespoons chia seeds, milk and or yogurt, fresh fruit, optional, and honey, optional. In a large bowl, stir together multigrain cereal, oats, cherries, blueberries, pecans, coconut, flax seeds, hemp seeds, and chia seeds. Cover tightly and refrigerate for up to 4 weeks. Serve with milk and or yogurt plus fresh fruit and honey if you like. It makes 8 cups. And I have a little aside too. If you prefer hot cereal to start your day, bring a cup of milk or water to boiling. Add a half a cup of the mucilage. Simmer 7 minutes. Then remove from heat and let it stand 2 minutes. From Martha Stewart Living, lemony yogurt salmon tartine with dill. Salmon lends heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids to this meal. If you prefer a lean protein, swap in cooked chicken breast. In a bowl, stir together 1/4 cup finely chopped red onion and 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. Season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Let stand 10 minutes, then stir in 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/3 cup finely chopped celery, 1 tablespoon drained capers, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, and 1 teaspoon extra virgin olive oil. Flake 1 1/4 pounds cooked boneless, skinless salmon into bite-sized pieces and stir into the mixture. Season to taste. Serve on toasted pumpernickel bread with sliced cucumber and radishes and more dill and pepper. And active time on that was 15 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4. From Martha Stewart Living, Martha's Scrambled Breakfast. We need 3 large eggs, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, softened unsalted butter for bread, 1 English muffin, split, 1 tablespoon clarified butter. You can find directions to clarified butter if you need it. Steamed asparagus and cooked bacon for serving. Whisk eggs well. Season with salt and pepper. Toast and butter the English muffin. Place on a plate and keep warm in a 200-degree oven. Melt clarified butter in a small or medium nonstick skillet over medium heat. Add eggs and cook, stirring constantly with a silicone spatula, until large curds form and are just barely set, about 2 minutes. Transfer immediately to the muffin halves. Sprinkle with salt and pepper, and serve hot with asparagus and bacon. And from Woman's Day, pimento cheese deviled eggs. Active time 25 minutes, total time 45, and it serves 12. We need 12 hard-boiled large eggs, peeled and cut lengthwise in half. 1/3 cup mayo, 2 teaspoons hot sauce, kosher salt, 1/2 cup shredded extra sharp cheddar cheese, 1 4-ounce jar of pimentos, drained well and finely chopped, 1 scallion, finely chopped, and paprika for garnish. In a medium bowl, mash egg yolks, mayo, hot sauce, and 1/4 teaspoon salt until almost smooth. Fold in cheddar, pimentos, and scallion. Spoon into the egg whites. Garnish with paprika. Serve immediately or refrigerated, covered with plastic for up to a day. We've run out of time for today's episode. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you have questions or comments, give us a call, 919-832-5138.